Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope you're all doing fantastic out there. Hope that you are still collecting vinyl records. This podcast is all about vinyl records. And as I mentioned in my last podcast, we are number 3 on the list of top 25 podcasts for vinyl records. And that really makes me feel great. I really appreciate that from everybody that has listened over the past few years. We've had over 200 podcasts, and I hope that I've given you enough advice for you to start your music collection and maybe sell it online, maybe make a little money on the side. This podcast will help you with that. You know, if you need any help at all with starting your vinyl record business, just email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. Not .simpatico.com like most people think it is. Simpatico.ca. And I'll be happy to give you any advice for free. Where have you heard that word lately? Free. With inflation going up, the word free is kind of like non-existent, isn't it? But yeah, I'll be willing to give you any help you that you want with selling vinyl at any time. So if you are collecting vinyl, the best place to get it is at record shows. Here in Ontario, there's like one every weekend. You build up your inventory there. You buy from Discogs Online is the best place to buy your vinyl records. You can buy your records in bulk. You can go to record stores and find out good deals there. Maybe you can make a bargain with your brick and mortar dealer and, build up your inventory to, let's say, 20, maybe 50 every month. And when you get up to that magic number of 200, 300 records, then you start selling on Amazon, you start selling on Etsy, you start selling on eBay. Yikes, eBay is kind of stinks lately. I don't know what's going on with eBay, but I'm not getting anything, like nothing from eBay. What is going on with eBay? I don't know. They used to be my favorite. Now Etsy's my favorite. I don't know what's happening with eBay, but you could sell on eBay. You could sell on a site called MusicStack. I have about 30,000 records listed on MusicStack. You could sell on a place called Bonanza. They're kind of like eBay, but you know what? You get a few good sales from them as well too. So yeah, there is an opportunity to sell at a lot of places. Sell as many platforms as you can. You list your records, at a nice profit of maybe, 25, 30%. You start off with that. And then any money you make, what do you do with that? If you make money selling records, well, you reinvest it into buying more records, don't you? You reinvest it into marketing. You reinvest it into buying packing supplies. You don't just go out and spend it on, video games or, booze or restaurants. You reinvest that money you make on vinyl records and you sell more and you expand. You keep expanding like I've done for the last 10 years. Started out very small. I still remember when I sold my first vinyl record on eBay. It was so exciting. I sold it like for $12 and I jumped up and down, and it's just, it's taken off from there. And now I eventually quit my job. My lovely career that I had making cosmetics. Well, now it's vinyl records and I just love it, love it, love it. So again, if you need any help with that, reach out. I saw the Junos yesterday. The Junos, for those of you that don't know, is a Canadian music award show that's been in existence now probably from the early 70s. And I hate to say this, but it was pretty damn boring watching. It wasn't very exciting at all. There's really not much they could do. I don't know. If I was in charge of that show, I think I'd do a few different things. But the only exciting thing, I shouldn't say exciting. The only thing that was different is that that streaker that ran across the stage during the show where Avril Lavigne was on, and that was shocking. It was interesting, but that's the only thing that kept it kind of unusual. But it's nice to see the Arkells winning for Band of the Year once again. Canadian band here, the number one band here in Canada. And my nephew, who plays keyboards, Anthony, is in that band. And I'm so proud of him. And I'm so proud of the Arkells winning again for Best Canadian Band. And I do hope they expand and they get out into North America and be the number one band in the world someday. And I think if they keep going at it, they will someday get there. Nice to see that Rolling Stone announced the top heavy metal songs ever made. And hearing that list, you know, I mean, I don't mind heavy metal at all, but Ace of Spades is one of my favorite heavy metal songs. And that was made it to the top three on the list, which is pretty cool to see. And if you have that vinyl from Ace of Spades, that's worth quite a little bit of money. Heavy metal records do sell for a lot of money. I don't know why. Maybe because there's not a lot of them. They don't mass produce them. But they sell for quite a bit of money. And so do, you know, the regular pop records as well too. But, you know, you really can't get a lot of dough for those. But heavy metal and reggae, soul music, if you have vinyl of that, I suggest, you know, if you don't want to keep it any longer, you do list that, because there's a lot of heavy metal, soul, and reggae fans out there that you could be selling to at any time. You know, you'd be surprised. So again, those are the things that you got to do. You got to build up your inventory. You've got to sell online, you know, and marketing is really important too. You have an opportunity to market your advertisements, your listings on all those sites. Now, I will tell you, it gets kind of expensive. For instance, I sold a Blues Brother record yesterday to somebody in France, and I was promoting that listing on eBay. By the way, eBay, I did make a sale there. Lo and behold, but they charged me $8 for marketing the LP, which was kind of steep, but I chose to do that. You know, I just wanted to light a fire under my store, because it wasn't really doing that well on eBay. But lo and behold, it did sell, and it sold for about $70, and I paid $8 of that to marketing. So this is what you have to do. I mean, you've got to figure it into your costs, make sure you still make the same profit, and advertise and sink your money back into advertisement so you could sell more. If you have any questions on that, you could always reach out to me at any time. Guys, welcome to the shortest podcast in the world. And of course, we're number three of the top vinyl record podcasts. If you need any help, please reach out. That's my show for today. Over and out. We'll talk to you soon, and keep collecting those vinyl records. Bye now.